I've recently stumbled upon interesting Tuya MCU device which was not sending all DPIDs despite me setting 0x04 Wi-Fi state in autoexec.bat. Following the communication captured from original firmware also didn't trigger the DPID publish. It wasn't even replying to the Tuya MCU state queries. It has turned out that the reason was totally unexpected, so I've decided to document it here. Hopefully it will help more people to get their device cloud-free. Basic reading. This topic is an extension to the previous topics covering Tuya MCU protocol. So I will assume here that reader is familiar with the basics. Tuya MCU protocol. Communication between the microcontroller and the Wi-Fi module. Tuya MCU flashing. Setup and configuration guide. Configure DPIDs for Home Assistant. Tuya MCU Analyzer, UART Packet Decoder for Tuya Devices, DPID Detector, Extracting DPIDs for Tuya MCU Devices, How to Get DPID List of Types and Values for Flashed Tuya MCU Devices with OpenBeacon, Device Used for Demonstration. The following demonstration is based on Tuya DIN 4P1-63A, which was donated to me by a reader. However, here I will just focus on raw format from Tuya MCU packets. The full teardown will be posted separately. The following issue also happens on MGF-T3 Smart, which was also submitted to me by another reader. Thank you for sending those devices and helping me with such discovery. Initial communication capture. At first, I've decided to use my Tuya MCU analyzer to take a basic communication capture between MCU and the Wi-Fi module. The first interesting thing here is that the Wi-Fi state packet is not sent at all. This is because this device is using something called processing by the Wi-Fi module, as indicated by the presence of payload of 0x02 packet, MCU conf. The command payload is 0807, which means that P08 is a Wi-Fi LED and also Wi-Fi state output for the MCU, and 07 is the pairing button. Note, if the 0x02 packet MCU conf has no payload, then processing is done by the MCU, and everything works out of the box. No extra pins are required. First, autoexec.bat configuration and many problems. I've flashed the Wi-Fi module with OpenBeacon. I've set autoexec.bat with a basic script and tried to get Tuya MCU to send more data. However, all my attempts were failing so far. Heartbeats were received correctly, so UART baud was okay, and I was able to control the main relay and get few readings, but not more than this, and I didn't get any further DPIDs. I've tried the usual approach. 0x04 Wi-Fi state, but it seems the mentioned device does not use it at all. Neither the query replied with more data. Everything was failing so far, until I decided to try setting the Wi-Fi LED pin. Simple solution to the problem. It turned out that the already mentioned P08 is not just used for Wi-Fi LED. It has a Wi-Fi LED connected, but it also enables sending of more DPIDs. I've tested it with GPIO Doctor. This means that MCU is physically connected to this pin as well, and it's reading this pin state. So once I've set its state to always high or always low, depending on the device, now it looks like we have a full set of data. That's what we needed for the further processing. Summary: if your Tuya MCU device is reporting MCU conf packet with non-zero length, the reported byte values are Wi-Fi state and reset button pins. The Wi-Fi state pin is not only just used for LED, it's also used to enable sending further DPIDs from the MCU. So in order to get all the values from it, you need to set it to either always low or always high in OBK setting. Only that way will work for devices in Wi-Fi processing mode. No Wi-Fi state 0x04. Neither querying the state will work here. I've attached related Tuya MCU doc in PDF format. You can check it out for more details. Interestingly enough, It does not show that the MCU is also reading the LED state. So I guess they didn't bother to document well the case I described here.